Hi everyone, welcome to the Countdown Show for Microsoft Ignite. My name is Amy Boyd and I'm going to be joined by some of my colleagues in this show. And this is where we're going to be catching up on some of the people behind the scenes that are helping you bring the amazing technology that you will see at Microsoft Ignite. So we'll be getting an understanding of what it's going to look like this year, how to register, all that kind of good stuff. Registration is now open for Ignite. Ignite is happening 22nd to the 24th of September, and you can go to myignite.microsoft.com to go and find that registration link. But hold on, stay with us, and we'll talk you through a little bit of what you can expect from the show. So, first things first, I am going to be joined by some of my amazing colleagues. You might know them as Patch and Switch. I know them quite well as Rick and Joey. So hi, Rick and Joey. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Amy. Good to see you.
Oh, we're live. It was a little daunting there on my own. I was like, gosh, bring them on. how are you both? It's morning your time. It's evening my time. So good start to the day.
Absolutely. I mean, can we start? We've opened registration and I've got coffee. Rick, I see, is burning his candle, his maple syrup candle.
Got to have the right scent to the office to put you in the right mood. I've already finished my coffee, so I'm all good.
Good stuff. It's a little late in the day for me for coffee, so I'm going to hold on to like my water here, especially when we're streaming. Keep hydrated. But yeah, let's get started. Let's tell people about Digital Ignite this year. What is the same? What's different? What are you most excited about? What can't we miss?
So as you mentioned, Microsoft Ignite, the digital experience, is September, a 48-hour event. So it runs September 22nd through the 24th. It's 48 hours. So we are still bringing you the content that IT pros and developers need. You're going to get, kind of the keynote sessions and some of those top level things to understand. And then we're going to dive deep into technical sessions with the digital breakouts that my colleague Rick over here is going to talk about. But really, it's all about bringing us all together again. And, you know, this time we can't all get together in a city and all travel somewhere and have that experience. But we're going to do the best that we can to do it in a virtual world and really bring all of that to you. So kind of kick off with some of these keynote segments. But what really excites me is when you register, you get an opportunity to go into these digital breakouts. And Rick, you're probably best to talk about these because the math, it just always throws me off.
So the concept after the major keynote sections are digital breakouts. That's where the meat and potatoes of where the technical content is going to be. There's going to be, when you register, the option of attending one of six simultaneous in these blocks of time. And as Joey mentioned, those blocks of time get repeated inside of the APAC region time zone and inside of the UK time zone as well. So you can choose to pick the session you want to see. And also, if you need to, stay up late and watch one in a different time zone, or get up early and watch one if you needed to or if you missed it. So you don't have to worry about that. Regardless of if they're happening in different time zones, there's always going to be live people from the engineering teams and products teams answering your questions during the session. So don't think it's just like you're going to YouTube and watching videos. It's not like that at all. There's live interaction all the times for these digital breakouts. And they are going to be approximately six with maybe four or five or six. I've lost track. That happened before we go into the repeat time and into the keynote time once again around the clock. So great stuff for everybody about Microsoft Azure, hybrid experiences, M365, Dynamics 365, Power Platform, new developments for app developers and web apps and .NET, and even stuff for students and people that are retraining into the technology industry as well as part of this new upskilling initiative that we're doing here at Microsoft. So I'm absolutely stoked, but you get the full experience when you register to attend Microsoft Ignite.
Okay, so that's the key bit, right? Because there was a lot there, like a lot of things were said. So a few things that I picked up on were time zones, good stuff, like love that. Obviously, yeah, feel that pain in some senses. I remember watching my first build and then being like, oh, like watching it all starts 5 p.m. my day, and then I have like 7 p.m. keynotes finish, and then I was like, there's so many sessions, but I have no brain power left. Like I was done at that point. So this is so good to hear.
Yeah, you can do that. You can take the sessions as you want them, or you can do the Rick and Joey patch and switch challenge of trying to stay up all 48 hours and consuming every little bit. Don't do that.
No. A bit like a hackathon. Like that reminds me of like hackathon, sleep, like bad memories, sleeping bags and pizza. Okay,
no, that's why it's kind of scheduled as it is, so that you can kind of roll with whatever fits for your schedule and your time zone, and making sure that you keep to that schedule, watching the clock as it may be, to make sure that you log off. Because I, like you, during build, I was locked in the entire time.
I know. So I don't know if that's, you know, healthy as well, but all good stuff. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. But Rick, you mentioned one thing just there. You said you don't get access to all of this unless you register. So tell us more about registration. What do we need to know?
Yeah. So from a registration perspective, if you go to myignite.microsoft.com, you're able to go in, and there's now a blue button at the top left-hand corner that says register. Now, we'll see if this actually is going to work. So I've pre-filled out the form. So I want to explain the flow a little bit. You'll be prompted to say, how do you want to log in, or how do you want to register? Do you want to use your work or email, Office 365 tenancy information? Do you want to use your Microsoft account information for your consumer profile information? Or do you want to use some other type of login? Either way you go, it's going to then prompt you, can we gather some of that information for you to pre-fill in the form? I've gotten to the point now where I have to manually enter in the rest of the information. So just to show you what it looks like, obviously first name, last name. If you have a phone number that you could be possibly contacted at, an email. I've put in my Outlook email in here, but you obviously could put in your work email instead. And then we're looking for regional information for where you are. Answering some basic questions with public sector, yes or no. Event communications, which are important to receive about updates. So you might want to actually choose yes on these ones. And then agreeing to the terms for what's going to be happening during the events, our code of conduct, intellectual property, all that sort of stuff. You have to go through and accept those terms. Then you're actually able to go ahead and hit that submit button to be part of that registration process. The registration process continues on with a little bit of a survey question about your interests, and also finding a confirmation as well. We're actually going through registration right now. The load is a bit high, so that's a good sign. So you just kind of wait patiently for stuff, but this is the confirmation you want to see. Patch and Switch has registered, and we have a registration ID. Fantastic, I'm all set to go.
Nice.
That means
one.
We get the full Microsoft Ignite experience, right? We don't just get whatever curated stuff ends up on the main page player. We can go in and choose these sessions. And there's a lot more coming. We're just not going to tell you all about it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got to keep something suspense, right? Don't just otherwise.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, fabulous. No, thank you, Rick, for showing us that as well, because I think it's sometimes quite handy to know what to expect. What did that take you? Like a couple of minutes? That wasn't a lot of effort, right? So hopefully... Going to add that to my to-do list. So straight after this, going to go and get registered myself
can I interject for 1 second with the registration piece? Make sure you remember what email account you used to register with, because that's the account you need to authenticate with when you come for the day of the show at the 22nd of September. So in this case, I used my patch and switch at outlook.com email address. That's the one I'm going to have to use to get into the full experience of what the Microsoft Ignite experience is like. So don't forget that.
Good stuff. No, that's a good reminder, because like we all have a million email addresses, don't we? This isn't the spam account, right?
Actually
need this one. Okay, great stuff. And I guess anything else that we need to be you need to tell me about, but also of our amazing viewers, regarding anything that maybe you're most excited about, anything we've missed?
I'm obviously pretty jazzed about the concept of the digital breakouts, but Joey, I know, has been working on some of the stuff in what's known as the connection zone. So I'm going to let him just talk about the non-stuff. This is going to help you, Amy, as an example, when you're trying to continue to learn past 7 p.m. and you're feeling a little bit drained. This is what you want to hear right here.
Nice.
Yeah, the digital experience, while the breakouts are key to this, just like a normal Microsoft Ignite, the one piece that is always the hardest to kind of create when you're not in person is this community connection. And being able to go and do things that live maybe outside just of a normal sit down and have your brain filled with a bunch of technical information. So the ability to actually connect with each other, connect with us here at Microsoft, to maybe go off and learn some things. There's a learning zone with some fantastic content that we have there, some guided experience. If you're new, Rick mentioned this earlier, if you're new to technology, there's some things there as well. So we've got a lot more coming up in terms of the connection zone, but think about this, think of it, it's asking the experts, it's being able to connect with each other. You saw on the registration page, there's some attending networking upcoming that we'll be sharing more details about. So it goes beyond just, hey, let's fill your brain with as much technical information as we can. We really want to have that same community connection with you. I know Rick and I will be there, we'll be around. That's why I kind of jokingly say, we're gonna be there for the 48 hours because it feels like we want to be there for the 48 mm-hmm. hours. So this is, there's a lot more behind the scenes, a lot more coming in the community zone to kind of connect us all together. And I heard there's videos of puppies. Sign me up.
There's gonna be goats, there's gonna be elephants, and possibly even some yoga too. So I don't know just how flexible you are. I'm not flexible, so we'll see.
Oh. Maybe we should sign up for yoga.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of yoga, especially since we've been in the pandemic environment and being at home a lot. Oh, it's a good start to your day. Rick, get into it. Joey, feel like you're already into it, so we're fine. Great stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing more information. I feel really good now about kind of, yeah, it's not just coming for the technical talks. There's the other pieces. I have to register to make sure that I get access to all of this, which is the most important. If anyone's going to take anything away from this, go register. And yeah, just super thanks, Joey and Rick. So what I'm going to do is I actually want to bring Seth into this conversation for us. So Seth, are you there?
Indeed, I am. Hello, there you everybody.
Nice. Good to see you, buddy.
How are you doing, Seth?
I was just lurking in the background until they slid me in to the show. I'm here. How's everybody doing?
Hi, Seth.
Hey, yeah. Joey, Rick.
Doing well, my friend. Doing well.
Fantastic. Here's a question that I think is important, and this is for Joey. Is it okay that Rick has like a flame going on over there? I worry that he's going to catch his hat on fire. This has happened before.
I'm pretty sure that his insurance doesn't cover that anymore. But that's the challenge. Being socially distant, I can't protect him from that anymore. So I believe there are some people standing just outside of his office with fire extinguishers just in case.
Hence the Ignite pre-show.
You got it. Oh, there you go.
Oh, no. Don't take your hat off, Rick. People are watching this.
We did. No. I can't believe you just went there. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, fabulous. So, Steph, let's chat with you a little bit more about behind the scenes. You told me that you can get us all access to tell us what are these sessions going to be like? What can we get to look forward to?
Absolutely. Well, it turns out that I am working on one session, but I also get to do some hosting duties if they don't change their minds before now and then. So basically sessions, most people don't know, a lot of work go into sessions. There's like dozens of people working on it. Like, so when someone shows up and does a session, it's not like, you know, the night before they like, hey, let me type this up and then it's great. It turns out there's a lot of work involved, a lot of people. And because the sessions are a little bit shorter, they're only 30 minutes, we get through a lot more stuff a lot faster. And the demos need to be on point.
Yes. Demos are the hardest and the best part, I feel like, of technical talks.
Would you like to see the demo I'm working on?
Yes. Yeah. Let's have a look.
Okay. So here's my screen. And because I do data science and AI talks, you get demos that have data in it. So right now, I am making data. We should just stare at it. This is good television. This is great. But basically right now I'm making data because I have to make a demo that's based upon data. And so this is probably the hardest part of data science demos is making data. So right now I'm making data with Python, which is pretty exciting.
Okay, but this isn't what you're actually going to show at Ignite, right? Like, well,
no, this
what
is
else
it.
Can we see?
This is basically, this, yeah, I'm it. Just going to show a scroll. No, no way. Of course not. The demos aren't done, and I can't show you what we're building because,
okay,
number one, obviously, we want to have a really good experience when you, so you can see it live and see what we've actually done. And number two, and this is the more important bit, I haven't finished it yet.
Okay.
And by when I say
being
I,
honest.
Yeah, when I say I mean the royal I, which is the opposite of the royal we, because there's actually a lot of people working on this stuff. It's not just me. I'd say there's probably 6, 7, 8, 10 people that are going to be in this session. And now imagine that replicated across all the other tons of sessions that there are. I can show you a demo I've done before that kind of works now, but because I'm using like so much resources on my computer for this single stream, it may or may not work. So let me show you one that I've done before. Here, let me bring it up. Here's my browser. And I'm going to go to localhost 8080, mm-hmm, right? And you're probably wondering, well, how are you going to get your camera to work? Because I'm looking at you right now. Well, I have two.
Oh, good. Pow. Stuff. Thank goodness.
Gangster.
Whoa. New yeah. angle.
Yeah, new angle. And so now when I put my hand there, it's like paper. When I do this, it says rock. Do you see that?
Right.
And then it's, well, oh, scissors doesn't work. So I can basically give it more data for scissors. Right. And then I can submit this data to Cognitive Services because Cognitive Services is awesome. But this is a kind of demo that we've done before. Okay. And this is the kind of thing I said, I like my demos to be fun. I like them to have stories. I like there to be a thread that ties everything together because I have been to too many sessions where it's slide, an eye full of slide demo. Like, here's all the things we're releasing, but it's, I like more why. And I don't know. Do you want me to keep this two angle Seth going here? Is this weird for you?
It's a little bit all consuming. Yeah.
It's like, no, it's like that Spider-Man meme, right? Did someone screenshot this? Okay. All right. Hopefully someone screenshot this because there's literally dozens of people watching this. So we need to make sure. But that's the kind of example of a demo that I like to build. Demos that are fun and that do stuff. But all of it depends on data. And you can see right here. Still going.
Yeah, that's happening still.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is hosting duties. At the last build, I got to be a host because they let me do this stuff sometimes. For this next one, if the schedule stays the same, uh-huh, I will be hosting from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., which is Europe time. So I'm going to be there for everyone in the UK and in Europe.
Good stuff.
Some of my favorite people are there. So make sure that you're there. You can heckle me. Some of the stuff, like obviously the keynotes are going to be replayed, but we're going to look at them with fresh European eyes, and we're going to be like, oh, this is awesome. So make sure you tune in. So there's a live element, and there's some pre-recorded when we go across the time zones, but I will be there for our European friends to talk shop with them as one of the hosts, just one of them. I don't know who the other one's going to be, but they told me the schedule, and I was like, yes, I get to stay up all night. No, that was the part I was not excited about. What I'm excited about is I get to stay up all night with my friends in Europe. So make sure you come and heckle me during that time.
Fantastic. It would just be like you had jet lag. Remember that feeling?
I went to bed like at 2 last night making demos. So I have that feeling right now.
Oh, okay. Well, good work on joining us. And you seem fresh, so you're hiding it well.
Yeah, thank you.
So I've heard a little bit as well about in the sessions, bring your technical questions, right? So are we going to have people there to chat to us in some senses when I have my question about cognitive services?
Yes. So there is going to be a mix of sessions that are going to be recorded, you know, because we're trying to fit a lot in, and for brevity, we might record some bits of it, right? Yeah. But we're always going to be there. There's always going to be technical subject matter experts, or as we say here at Microsoft, SMEs, because that sounds awesome. To be called a SME. I feel like I need a little hat with like a propeller and then be called a SME. Basically, we will be there in the sessions to answer any questions that come along. And like I said, we're all accessible. Like my Twitter handle is right there, right? So you can totally reach out. And the other folks that are on there are also going to be answering questions. So make sure you go to the sessions, not just for the content, but for the questions, which I think is probably the most important part of any virtual event. show up, ask questions. We will answer them. But make sure, as Rick and Joey said, that you register to unlock all of this greatness.
Unlock. I like that word. Yeah, let's use that. So we need to register. We now know lots of great stuff about the sessions. We know a little bit about what you're going to do. So that's exciting. Anything else you can share with us, or is it?
Yeah, just it's going to be exciting times. You're going to be having jet lag, Seth, in Europe. It's going to be fantastic. If you think I'm goofy when I'm awake, just wait till I'm half awake.
Wow, another level, Seth.
I know, it's going to be another level. I might get fired, let's be honest. Oh,
let's not do that. That doesn't seem like a good outcome.
Okay, yeah, okay. Cool.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you for joining us and telling us a little bit about behind the scenes of what we might expect in breakout sessions and the schedule. Now I want to bring Rick and Joey back. Rick and Joey, are you still there?
Yep, still here. Okay. Dozed off a little bit during Seth's piece. Sorry, no offense, Seth.
Don't doze off. I gotta say. keep sipping that coffee. I know it's slightly earlier in the day for you guys. Okay, so I am ready to register. Thank you, Rick, for showing us that. Yeah. I understand at the high level what's going on at Ignite. And Seth then gave us a really nice behind the scenes, what we can expect from the session. So storytelling, awesome technical demos, great Q&A, bring your technical questions. Sounds like everything I want. So apart from right now, when we're doing this and the website, what else can people do to keep in touch with all of us and specifically with yourselves?
Well, we've just given you just a little tiny, tiny, tiny little taste of what is to come for Microsoft Ignite, the digital experience. I mentioned earlier, Rick and I, we've actually started a consultancy, an official consultancy practice, and you would not believe the number of lawyers I had to get in order to get this through. The insurance, well, we talked about the candle earlier. But we've created the unofficial end user guide to Microsoft Ignite digital experience. And with that, we are going to share all of the details that Rick and I have absconded information about. We may or may not, because it's unofficial, we may or may not have access to these details that we're going to share with people. But think about this as we're going to go into details. We talked a little bit about the digital breakout experience. We've talked about registration in this in this show here. But there is a lot more. And even some fun things. Like, I know a lot of people ask about a bag. There might be something around a bag. But the one thing that everybody's going to miss, they're going to miss the hotel Wi-Fi experience.
Mm-hmm.
We have a way. We actually have an entire video dedicated to making sure that you get that conference hotel Wi-Fi experience. So that's just a taste of what we have.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, so I love unofficial.
We've got the blog post URL down there at the bottom. I've got it up here on my screen if you just wanted to see it. It has the unofficial version of what's going to be going on for Microsoft Ignite end user guide. And I totally just stole an ad and just put our logo over top of the Microsoft logo to make this work. We're going to continue with multiple videos that are going to be coming off on a semi-regular basis, but not officially sanctioned. They will be covering a variety of topics, as Joey happens to say. So this one here is one to come back to, aka IMS / patch and switch. However, the official channels for a lot of the stuff that's going on at Microsoft Ignite is docs.microsoft.com/learn/TV with you and with other guests you're going to be having the shows that are going to be coming up. So don't forget to also go and check out the regular countdown show that we're on right now that's going to be taking place on a regular basis between now and Microsoft Ignite.
Yeah, so does that mean we're
unofficially, officially unofficial because we're on the official countdown talking about unofficial things?
Unofficially, officially, yes. No, officially, no, yes.
It's way too late in my day for this kind of conversation. I am so lost right now. Okay, cool. So we have the unofficial guide to aka.ms/patch and switch. But you're absolutely right. The countdown show is going to be coming to us on the 3rd. So today, as well as the 10th and the 17th. And then it will be Ignite time. So we definitely want you to kind of go focus on that. And then we're going to be bringing all sorts of behind the scenes kind of, goodness of the information version that's coming out just before you get to Ignite as well. So yeah, really excited for you guys to see that.
Social-wise, hashtag LearnTV for all the stuff going on at LearnTV, and hashtag MSIgnite is the official hashtag that we follow on Twitter. We answer questions. We create content based on hashtag. That is your bat phone line to be able to get a hold of somebody in case you got a question about Microsoft Ignite now, leading up to and during the event. So don't forget that.
Okay, good. So hashtag MSIgnite, hashtag LearnTV. Fantastic. Always on Thursdays, the Countdown Show. So we want to keep that in people's minds as well. Awesome. Well, thank you, Rick and Joey, for letting us know exactly where we can go to find out some more information. And we're running out of time a little bit. Seth, are you still there?
I am.
Can we find Seth?
I am here.
Okay, I am good here. Stuff. So I just wanted to say a big thank you to you all for joining us first. Number one, it's been a treat to understand a little bit more about registration, about what's going to go on when we're at Ignite, what we can expect to see from sessions, and also how we just keep in touch, right? This is, we're landing it now, like registration, but there's so much going on. So hopefully it's like the whole month of Ignite, it feels like.
Yeah, September's going to be amazing, and this event's going to be a great time. So, as always, you know, that hashtag MSIgnite, you can always catch Rick and I on @SidePatchAndSwitch on all social media except TikTok. Nobody wants to see us.
No. Let's.
You're not on TikTok?
No. Sorry.
Yet? Can I hear the word yet?
I went and looked at a TikTok once.
Not yet, Amy.
I don't know if I would want to see that. Can someone explain what TikTok even is? Is it like a video site?
Anyway, Patch and Stitch on all the social medias.
Okay, great stuff. So one final question for you. We've only got a couple of minutes left. What are you most looking forward to? And I'm going to throw it straight to Rick.
For me, it is going to be the extracurricular stuff inside of the connection zone. Specifically, there's something that's called Ask the Experts. They're paired with the breakout sessions, and that's where you get the full time of 30 minutes to ask just questions back and forth like you would at the physical event. So that's a unique thing that's coming up that I'm looking forward to.
Fantastic. Let's go with Seth. What are you most excited about?
I love the interaction. Even though it's virtual, I love the interaction and having a moment where everyone can come together, look at technology that interests them, and then ask the experts the questions. And when you ask me, I know the experts that you can ask as well. And so I actually really, really enjoy coming together, even though it's going to be a little bit different and it's going to be virtual. Instead of having a moment of where we can all center our focus on technology, it's going to be awesome, I think.
Fantastic. And finally, Joey, last but not least, what are you most excited about?
Yeah, this is summer camp for me. It's getting together with friends. It may be virtual. It may be over, you know, sharing some of these sessions with folks, and having side chats with them, from you know, like Rick mentioned, the engagement from the Ask the Expert standpoint. Really, Microsoft Ignite is one of my favorite times of year. And yeah, I know we've got to do it digitally this year. Rick and I are going to be hosting a segment on a day, and so we'll be around. We get to ask a lot of questions with some really cool engineering folks as well. So I get my technical on, I get my community on. It's just my favorite time.
Fantastic. Thank you all for joining us. We are at time. Thanks everyone for tuning in to the Countdown Show to Microsoft Ignite. Remember, the key message from this is register. Go and register. It's free to register. It's free to attend. Ignite is on the 22nd to the 24th of September. We're all going to be there. We hope to see you there. Join us for Microsoft Ignite.
Take care.